Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Thank you so much for downloading this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. And thank you so much to our sponsors who help keep this show free every single week. Our sponsors this week are Tailgate Giant, DraftKings, and Kielbasa Provisions Company. Enjoy this week's show.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant John Largent. Thank you so much for downloading this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. This is our historic one-year anniversary. We've been doing this podcast for 1 year, and instead of me doing my regular mantra where I talk to you about our social media and all that, I want to give something away. I'm so excited that this is our one-year show, and we're going to give away our Tailgate Club of the Week brought to you by the Kielbasa Provision Company. And this week's winner, I need a drum roll, please. Is the Gourmet Gents from South Carolina. And on the line right now with me is Chris Millar. Chris, congratulations on being named this week's Kielbasa Provision Company Tailgate Club of the Week.
Well, thank you very much. First of all, congratulations to you. Happy anniversary on the 1 year. That's fantastic. We certainly appreciate it. And the guys at the Kielbasa Provision Company, I can guarantee you this. We're going to put these to good use. I've heard a lot about them. I've heard a lot of good stuff from the folks down there, and we are looking forward to throwing them into something that we will divvy up for the fans in Columbia, South Carolina.
Well, you know, Columbia, South Carolina, and you know, we have followed you guys for a while now, and you guys really do. You have stepped up your game. You've got swag. You've got great photos and great attendance. Tell everybody about what a typical weekend there in Columbia looks like for you guys.
Sure. The biggest thing for us is that we met randomly in the parking lot 5 years ago at Williams-Brice, didn't know each other. Families, wives became friends. We travel together, do all that. And what we decided is that all of us are foodies. All of us like really great off-the-wall stuff. And we decided that we didn't want to do what would be considered your normal tailgate food. And there's nothing wrong with hamburgers and hot dogs. I'm just saying we decided that we wanted to go a different direction. So we try to do something a little bit more off the wall. We've got one of our guys, Chef Don Aureo, who really does a million things. But he is a chef, and that guy comes up with some incredible, incredible, you know, food. I mean, from 150-pound low country boil. Last weekend, we called it Quiche Fest 2015 because you had a noon start. So we had four or five homemade quiches, seafood quiches, you name it, really. A bunch of just great stuff. And obviously, when you do that, you're going to get a lot of people because the food is fantastic. People realize that. One of the other guys, Dan Weaver, takes care of entertainment. So we've got a 60-inch TV sitting out there with high def, of course. And he does a playlist each and every week for the team that we're playing. It's kind of based around the team that we're playing in terms of music. So a lot of prep work goes into it. You're right. I mean, you know, spot-wise, we've got a big 22x22 inflatable tent this year, which is new to us. That really gives us coverage, especially, like I said, with some possible rain that comes through there. And really for us, it's just about making it look as beautiful as it possibly can. We all know we're in a parking lot. It can't be perfect. But we want it to look as good as it tastes because, as I said, with Chef Don, I know it's going to be great. But for us, it's all about the presentation, I think.
Now, were you guys influenced at all by any other tailgating, you know, like the first thing that comes in mind, because I've seen some of your really upscale tailgating and always, you know, and don't take it the wrong way because I know they're rivals, but it always almost reminds me of something I would see in the Grove. I've been to Oxford a few times and they, you know, they do a great job as well. So I was just wondering where your influence comes from, or is it all just organic and it's like, hey, this is what we're going to do?
No, I think you're right. I mean, I think that you would be crazy in this, and I'm going to call it a hobby. You'd be crazy in this hobby not to look at what other people are doing and use that to your advantage. They've already come up with somebody's already come up with this idea. You know, I'll give you an example. We added a chandelier. Michelle, Don's wife, added a chandelier last year, 2 years ago. And that idea, I'd be lying if I didn't tell you it came from one of the pictures of something in the Grove. So I'm with you. I mean, look, there are plenty of great tailgate crews out there from, as we said, you know, your guys right around the corner in San Antonio to all over the country. We're going to look at things that people do. We're going to say, man, that looks great. We'd really like to incorporate that into something we do. And again, none of the three of us golf. So this becomes our golf. So it's really one of those things that we just say, hey, you know what? That's a great idea. How can we work it into us? And then just sort of make it happen thanks to, again, great, you know, families, wives, all that kind of stuff.
Well, I know you guys have some potential bad weather this weekend. How far in advance do you have a team meteorologist that keeps you guys updated on the weather on a daily basis so you can make contingency plans in case there is something like inclement weather?
Well, I'm going to say this. You know, Chef Don, one of the many things he does, he's also an airplane pilot. So,
oh, wow.
You know, if there's anybody who's got access to good weather forecasts, it's an airplane pilot.
That's right.
So he kind of, you know, puts a different hat on and gives us his best meteorological opinion, I guess. And we kind of go from there. I mean, last weekend we had a home game, Noon Star versus Central Florida, and we got rain Friday night, a good bit of rain. So we had to move things a little bit. And by that I mean we actually have about 48 feet of AstroTurf that we put down underneath of us. That kind of keeps the moisture at least away, the mud certainly away when you get that much rain. So that's one thing that we've kind of done. But you're right, if you get a bunch of rain, you've got to figure out a way to make it work as best you can. And there is no perfect way of doing that. I mean, I can make you cooler, I can make you warmer if it's cold out, but there is very little that I can do when it rains. So you just kind of got to make the best of it. But of course, tents are key. You know, keeping feet off of mud and griminess, those are excellent points that everybody's kind of got to keep when you're looking at bad weather, certainly.
Well, Chris Millar, I want to congratulate the Tailgate Gents for being named the Kielbasa Provision Company Tailgate Club of the Week. I hope the weather stays away and your next home game is in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, we've got next weekend, we've got Leonard Fournette and the LSU Tigers coming to Columbia, so we're looking forward to that. Hopefully we'll have better weather for that. We definitely appreciate you having us on. Again, congrats on the anniversary and for the Kielbasa Provision Company. We appreciate it. I think there's a low country boil in our near future, and this may be the stuff that gets put inside. So again, thanks for selecting us as a winner.
Well, you guys deserve it. You guys have a great setup. And before we go, how can the Tailgate Nation check out what's going on with the Gourmet Gents? Any type of social media links or your Twitter page or anything like that that they can follow you guys?
Absolutely. Appreciate that very much. We've actually made that a considerable bunch easier. We are on Instagram and Twitter, both at Gourmet_Gents. So very, very easy, Gourmet_Gents. On Twitter, Instagram, we have a Facebook page as well, and that's a little bit longer, so I'll leave you to find that on the links there. But appreciate it again, and we're always happy to come on with you.
That's Chris Millar with the Gourmet Gents, the winners of this week's Kielbasa Provision Company Tailgate Club of the Week. Coming up next, we've got Blake Carson. He is the inventor and founder of Carson Rodizio. If you're interested in taking your grilling, your outdoor cooking, or tailgating to the next level, you're going to want to hear this great interview, and you're going to want to learn how to get your hands on your very own Carson Rodizio. We'll be back with Blake Carson in just a minute. You know, Tailgate Nation, your season-long fantasy football team may be going strong, but you don't have to wait until Week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test every week this season at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. One-week fantasy means no season-long commitments. Got an injured player? No problem. It's like a new season every week, so you're never stuck with the same players. And get this, DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire every week this season, you could turn your love of football into a life-changing payday. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick up your cash. That's it. Believe me, you've never experienced football like this before. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Now hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code DRAFT15 to play for free for a shot at $1 million in this week's Millionaire Maker event. Enter DRAFT15 for free entry now only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Tailgate Radio, the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Yes, Grill Sergeant. My guest this week would have to be the Grill Generalissimo or the Grill Commander-in-Chief. He is the owner and inventor of the Carson Rodizio, and you're going to take a look at that. If you go to any of our social media or any of our Twitter, you're going to see photos of the Carson Rodizio. But without any further ado, let me bring in the man himself, Blake Carson. Blake, welcome into Tailgate Radio.
Thank you for having me on your show. I really do appreciate it.
Now, are you in the great city of Memphis, Tennessee tonight?
I am. I just got out of my weekly platform storytelling, so I'm jacked up on awesome, cool, inspirational things as healing on Monday nights go. So you caught me at a good time. I'm on my way back to the house in Memphis, Tennessee. It's a lot of good things going on in this town.
How did somebody from Memphis end up spending so much time and become so involved in the Brazilian culture? I find that fascinating.
It is kind of out there. It all came down to soccer. It's the weirdest thing. We grew up in Memphis. My family's from the Delta of Mississippi. Zero background in soccer. You know, it was the same growing up. And then we moved into an apartment complex when I was 4 years old. It goes back that far. I guess my first memory. And there's these two kids playing soccer, and my dad, you know, just a kid with energy, went out and ran around with them. They signed me up, didn't know anything about it. It just kept me busy, you know, got me to bed faster at night being so tired. But the one thing I asked my dad, like any kid would ask their fathers at that age, is who's the greatest soccer player in the world? And the only person he ever knew that was ever associated with the sport was Pelé. So I always kind of joke and tell people that had he been from any other country, I'd probably be obsessed with his culture and what he did, because in essence, he became my Michael Jordan. He became my idol. I want to do everything he did. I want to know everything about him. There's two reference books in Farmington Elementary in Germantown, Tennessee. And that's what I read. That's the only thing I read. I did book reports every year. And finally, they were like, you know, you got to expand your horizons, read some Charlotte's Web or something, you know, by fourth grade. And I was like, that's stupid. You know, they got rodents down there the size of dogs and lily pads you can leap from, you know, and just became consumed with Brazilian culture through Pelé, through soccer, and wanting to emulate his style. And then I had a chance to go down there, and originally it was all about soccer. And I trained down there professionally when I was 13 and 14, and every night we would go to a Brazilian barbecue. Everybody had it. It was a churrasco. It was not to mention bonding on the soccer field, but when you come back and you're bonding over these skewers of meat, that is just such a social tapas style. You know, it's built for kids because kids love, you know, things to be cut up for them. You know, and so just everybody's involved in it, and not even knowing at 14 that, you know, this was going to turn into a lifelong journey. Just at the time, just was so engulfed in it. I was there during the '98 World Cup. And if you've ever been anywhere outside the United States during the World Cup, you have no idea what that. I understand, don't get me wrong, I'm American. I understand football culture better than anybody else. Tailgating culture is an amazing culture, and I really wish it would spread to other parts of the world. I went to a professional soccer game down in Brazil, and they just don't have that culture. But the level of passion during the World Cup is just insane. And if you're down in Brazil, '98, experiencing the Brazilian barbecue and never-ending skewers coming around the party and just that moment was like, holy crap, I'm going to have to do this the rest of my life. And that's kind of how it, I don't know how it's going to happen. I came back trying to pitch Brazilian grilling companies at 14. And people were like, you got to get a driver's license first or you start trying to raise money for a company. I'm like, ah, okay, whatever. I got a job at the first Brazilian steakhouse in Denver, Colorado, as the first American gaucho, I guess to hone in on my skills. And then eventually after every single night of going to some of these people's tables, they're saying, man, I wish I had this in my backyard. And I was like, you have it at your tailgate, you have it everywhere. It's you know, it involves food and bringing people together. This is it. And that's kind of how it happened.
Well, you know, I remember when you and I first met, I think it was at the Hearth Barbecue and Patio Show in Atlanta a few years ago, and you first you first introduced me to your an earlier version of your product, and I was blown away by how first of all, you know, I've been to some of those Brazilian steakhouses and had the gauchos there, and you know, I found that watching what you were doing out there in this parking lot at this event was something that I had never thought that that quality of cooking, of grilling, of presentation was even possible. Yeah, I had no idea. So tell me about the process, the actual cooking process that the Carson Rodizio you know, implements that from that Brazilian culture, because it still is pretty, you know, relatively, I know there are some large cities, but by and large, the masses aren't familiar with that form of grilling.
For sure. They know and are familiar. Most of them are familiar with the Brazilian steakhouse, but no one really actually goes back and looks at the grill and how those skewers come out like that. They don't really take it to that degree, but you brought up an awesome, moment when we first met at that trade show, because that was our goal, was to feed as many people as we could there. We had a little 10 by 20, you know, just a small little thing. We had these suitcases, and we were like, you know, when you invest in marketing and things like that, they just hit you up for every little this and that, and magazines and all this stuff of investing in money. I was like, no, we're investing money in food, and we're gonna try to get at least 2 ounces of a bite in as many people as we can at that trade show. It's gonna show the amount of quantity you can pump out of premium quality, and it's just three of us, me and my chef partner and my manufacturer that were there, and we went through hundreds and hundreds of pounds of food on those suitcases, and we had lines, you know. It just was so much fun. Just showing, you know, we can sit here all day long and talk about the physics of it and this and that. It's like, no, look how many people we fed, look how many people got to taste this, and how everybody can do this. It's not just because I've been doing this. It's anybody can. I guess eventually people will get tired of having to flip all that food when they can spin it and have it do its thing and slice it off and serve it up. And so basically, the physics of it is what drives everything. I mean, rotisserie has been around since the beginning of time. It's not anything new as far as technology-wise. But the American grilling culture has been programmed to grill with a lid and grill with a grate and to be standing in front of a grill constantly and constantly manning it. And it's just been kind of ingrained. The Weber-Kingsford you know, propaganda has been phenomenal. It's created the American, you know, culture of grilling. It's brought people in their backyards, but it's also been very limited in that you always have to deal with a lid. And one of our taglines is think outside the lid. Everybody asks that, how does it cook without a lid? How does it cook with a, you know, it's people are so blown away by it. And it's amazing how I've had the same conversation with some of the most powerful executives on the planet. And the way they've been brought up and taught how to grill in this culture has been very the same. You know, it's how many grills out there are basically selling you surface area. Yeah, there's a lot of cool different, you know, the Kamado's and a great example of its new found, you know, that's been around for thousands of years in Asia. It's just now became, got its found its day in the culture because the physics of it doesn't lie. The difference with Rodizio as opposed to every other style when it comes to charcoal or wood, excuse me, the segment HPBA defines it in as pellets, tomato, charcoal, gas, electric. That's kind of how it's segmented. Well, there's a completely different segment, a third dimension, which is Rodizio, because you're basically trying to take that same surface area and create cubic cooking volume as opposed to square inches. So in that case, I can fit within, just as an example, our kit is 13 inches by 15 inches by 18 inches and extends to 24 inches. So however many, how much meat you can have spinning in a, 2,000 to 4,000 cubic inch area, and it cooks fast, you can cook a 6-pound cut of some of the best steak of your life, 6-pound, those top sirloin, and slice it off in 20 minutes, and it'll be the, and you'll have it at every tailgate. I mean, it's, because it's that simple. I mean, I saw people off the streets and never cooking things for their entire life get hired on at these fine dining Brazilian steakhouses. They're feeding 500 people in a week. They're like, this is it right here. You can't tell me that this is not the way of the future when it comes to barbecue.
Yeah, and I remember vividly one of the memories that sticks out in my head at that event we were at in Atlanta was just the sheer number of people that were in line waiting and the ability of the three of you guys to feed so many people. It was unbelievable. And on top of that, and I'll just say this, because I'm sure you remember this, there was just a hellacious storm that blew in that morning. So not on
time. No, that was scary, man. We're shooting a documentary. It was like, this has just got to be told of what that whole few days was just. Yeah, the few minutes before that, we saw a guy was going to lift that entire area up and throw it. I mean, it was bad. It was purple. They were making up colors of how bad it was on the radar.
Yeah.
They were like, oh, man, we battened down the hatches. Showed up the next day, and hopefully there's only a few signs. We were spared. It was nice.
Yeah, and it brought up something I'd really never thought of before, was that three-dimensional cooking, because you were able, in a relatively small space, to just cook so much more food than, as you said, we're all ingrained to think of with a gridiron top and putting the lid down and hanging around and talking about, what's going on underneath there. You can actually see it. To me, when you take a step back, it just makes so much more sense to cook that way.
It is a new technique, a new tool, and it does take people a good 4 or 5 times to finally get their fire right, getting the skewering right. Once you can get a campfire flame and you can get whatever meat you're cooking to stick on the skewer, because there's every single cut has its own nuance of how to get it on there and have it stay and not have a flopping problem. So I tell people it is like a grilling instrument. It is something that once you learn how to play it, because it's not going to be that, it does take a little bit, not too much, not as difficult as learning how to play the guitar. But once you get it, because the reason the journey takes a while is because when you think about it, like I have this same conversation with some of the most powerful people in there, and it's a challenge to see how many flavors they can pull off for however many people in how short a period of time. So when you can do 14 different flavors, beef, chicken, lamb, pork, fruits, vegetables, and feed a 20-person, 30-person tailgate in a period of an hour to 2 hours. That's powerful. And that takes an element of skill there. Is it the Indian or the arrow? The arrow is only as good as the Indian, right? So it takes practice to get able to do 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 14 different premium cuts or vegetables or fruit. But to do the regular old cooking a steak, it seems to come on natural or a little bit easier, and just the fun factor of it, it's hard not to just sit there and be mesmerized by meat cooking over live fire and having that fire kiss pop up and the fear, the flare up fear. All these other companies will, this prevents flare ups. It's like in Rhodesia, you want flare ups, you want a fire kiss. Because the thing is, if it's sitting stationary, a flare up is bad because gravity is going to and fuel that fire because of the grease. But if it's spinning, you're utilizing gravity as opposed to fighting against it, and you're warming that fire kiss to your occasional fire kiss to your. That's what adds that little bit of, you know, caramelized kick. So to piggyback what you're saying, it is very, 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 very easy. But to really, really get the use out of it, to really know how to play it, it does take some practice.
Yeah. I'm here with Blake Carson. He is the inventor, founder of Carson Rodizio. And Blake, let me tell you this. I saw recently that you guys are right in the midst of your Kickstarter campaign. And
I
jumped right on board, so I'm a supporter. And
thank you, man.
But tell the Tailgate Nation exactly what your Kickstarter campaign entails. And we're going to put some photos up because I want people to be able to understand what it is that you have constructed that is, to me, it's amazing because now you have taken your idea, your concept, and have made it applicable to anything that people may already have in their backyard.
Well, what you originally saw was the suitcase, and it was, you know, Forbes said it was the coolest barbecue grill ever, really. It was an incredible article it did. And what we've kind of ran into or found with it is that, you know, you did have to convince somebody who has 5, 6, 7 grills to buy a completely new grill. And it wasn't, you know, it's a premium product. It's pumping out 70 pounds of meat. It's, you know, it's about a $700 grill. So we kind of found, well, how do you make that cultural connection faster? Why not build a frame that sits on what people know? And so they'll be more open. The price point will be a lot more, stomachable, if that's even a word. And so, that's kind of where it became. So let's sit this on the top selling gas grill there is, the Genesis, the Lover Genesis. And then so we fit it to those dimensions, the 13 by 15. And then we said, well, let's make a telescope to where it can fit on a bunch of others. Let's see what this can fit. And it just happened to fit a lot of things just out of icing on the cake, I guess. I don't know. It just was phenomenal. So basically it's a cage. It sits on a Kamado, a Green Egg, a Primo, a Weber Kettle, a Weber Genesis. If your grill can fit the dimensions of 13 by 15, that's 15 tall, 13 wide, 18 long, or extends to 24 inches long if you want to build a custom fit, and you can turn your fire pit, your gas grill, your Kamado into a Brazilian-style steakhouse.
That to me is a game changer. I mean, because that's so, you know, I know so many. I was talking to Chef Ted Reeder the other day, and he was saying, I have 60 some odd grills in my backyard that I use to try new recipes and to work on different ideas. And he said unequivocally, the best piece of equipment that I have, bar none, is the Carson Rodizio because it is so versatile.
That's incredible.
Yeah, I mean,
that's my praise. I love that guy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, how can people that are listening, how can the Tailgate Nation get involved in your Kickstarter campaign and or purchase their very own Carson Rodizio?
Absolutely, you can get them right now. We ran an initial Kickstarter campaign that allowed us to raise enough money to have stock now to this day, but we didn't. We were, unfortunately weren't able to raise enough to keep the company going, so we had to do another Kickstarter campaign, which we're currently in. So basically, you can get it now off the shelf, order it off our website, CarsonRodizio.com. It's $4.98. We have very limited stock left. I think we maybe have 60 left. Or you can go to our Kickstarter campaign and back us for $2.98. If you're okay with waiting until March to get it, that's kind of the give and take. Is this we can sell it to you at a dirt cheap price if you're willing to wait 6 months, and that's kind of how we fund our inventory for next year. We're able to have a loyal backing follower, people that believe it. I think we have about 111 backers now that are basically allowing us to keep the Rodizio revolution rolling. So if you want it now, you got to have it now. You're tailgating, you know, in mid-season, and you want to impress some people right now, then go to our website and grab it. If you're wanting to get a huge deal on it, then definitely back us on Kickstarter. We really appreciate the help and the love, and welcome to the Rodizio Nation.
And, you know, I like some of the branding you have there, too. You've got the your own Carson Rodizio football jerseys, not American football, but soccer jerseys that look really cool.
We can make American. We're not limited to that.
and you know, you've got some cool there are different aspects. So whether you're a beginner or if you want to go full tilt, there are a lot of different options and number of skewers.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it really makes it a very versatile product. And how can people follow you guys on any type of social media you have so that they can keep track of the growth of this company? I have no doubt in my mind. And first of all, Tailgate Nation, buy that 60 that he's got in inventory. Get those to your next tailgate party so that we can get this next round of Kickstarter finished up and ready for the spring.
Absolutely.
And but how can they follow you to really keep track of what I think is going to be? I think you call it the World Rodizio Revolution. I don't have any doubt that that's what it's going to be.
That's awesome, man. I really appreciate that. I mean, we've been working on this for a good 20 years, so it's anytime you hear that, it never gets old. So social media, Carson Rodizio, Facebook, Twitter, that's the handle, Instagram. If you really want to see and be a part of the community growing, we have a group called the Carson Rodizio Players Group. We have probably about 300, 350 people that have units right now. So they're kicking around rescue ideas and sharing their learning journey with any sort of, you know, hacks that they've been able to come up with. Because I did everything I could to test it for as long as I could, and it's just fun to see the community embrace it and really get around it. So if you really want to see the action with it and people, you know, nightly cooking on it, then Carson Rodizio Players is the group that you can join and just be a part of it with us.
Well, Blake Carson, I want to thank you so much for coming in to Tailgate Radio this week. And before we go, you have any last words for the Tailgate Nation out there?
World Rodizio Revolution is coming.
There you have it, folks. Blake Carson, thank you so much for coming into Tailgate Radio, and we wish you all the best. Folks, get out there and support him, support the Kickstarter campaign, or go to the website and go ahead and purchase what inventory he has left right now so you can have it for your next tailgate party. When we come back, we'll have more Tailgate Radio right after this.
Chef Melly and M.A.D. marinating meat. 300 pounds the day before, gonna be a feast. It's Saturday, Bubba got the park, starts at 12. Now all the whips rolling in, feel my barbecue tail. Slap by Zell, no fighting, shooting, or shells. Me and Big C blowing, purpose the smell. Boys to the end, ride or lose or win. Grease with the can, we got some rock goose and hen. Table full of soul, beef, chicken, swine. Mac, cheese, baked beans, and pot of greens is mine.
You know, I do have one of the coolest jobs in the world. I get to travel the country on the weekends and go to tailgate parties across this great land and learn about traditions, foods, beverages, and what people have in their tailgate setup. And every time that I travel and are talking to fans, they always ask me, where's the best place to go to get my tailgate gear? And I answer them the same way every time. You want to go to tailgategiant.com. They are the tailgate superstore. Let me say that again. TailgateGiant.com, the tailgate superstore. They have over 38,000 different tailgating products waiting just for you. You can shop by product, or you can shop by team. You can shop by brand. They even create customized products for you. You know, they got their start creating customized cornhole games, and they have parlayed that into a tailgating empire called Tailgate Giant. And for me, being a Green Bay Packer fan in the middle of South Texas, I can't go to my local sporting goods store and get any Packer gear because they've got Cowboys gear, Texans gear, Longhorn gear, Aggie gear, Red Raider gear, but they don't have Packer gear. So I just get on to tailgategiant.com, find the Packer gear that I want, place that order, and I've got it waiting for me, shipped to my home, ready to enjoy the triumphant season of the Green Bay Packers. And you can do that with your team too. All you have to do is, well, let me tell you what you can do. I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. If you go to tailgateradio.com right now, over on the right-hand side of our page, there is a button. It's a pretty big button, and it's got the Tailgate Giant logo. And if you press that button, it's going to take you to tailgategiant.com. And if you use the promo code TG Radio for Tailgate Radio, TG Radio, they're going to give you 10% off your order. Now, that's a generous offer. Think about that. 10% off could mean extra bucks in your pocket for some other things that you might need in the parking lot. So take advantage of that right now. The people over at Tailgate Giant are waiting to serve you. They have great customer service, and they have unbelievable product diversity, I guess is the best way to say it. Anything and everything you want, need, they've got right there for you at tailgategiant.com. If they don't have it, you don't need it. They're Tailgate Giant, tailgategiant.com. Folks, that's going to about wrap it up for this one-year anniversary version of Tailgate Radio. I want to thank my very special guest, Blake Carson, for coming in and talking about his Carson Rodizio. If you'll check out our Twitter at Tailgate Radio, we will have all kinds of links this week to support him and tell you how you can get your hands on your very own Carson Rodizio. It really is one of the coolest, and I like what he said. He said it's a grilling instrument, and I couldn't agree more. And you're definitely going to want to get your hands on one of these. It truly is a game changer for your outdoor cooking, tailgating, and barbecue scene, no matter what that may be. I want to thank also, first of all, I want to congratulate again the fine folks at Gourmet Gents in South Carolina. We talked to Chris Millar earlier, for winning the Kielbasa Provision Company Tailgate Club of the Week. They are getting a huge box of Polish sausage from the Kielbasa family, who've been making that sausage here in the great state of Texas for over 60 years. It's slow-crafted, and they make it in small batches, like 150 pounds per batch, and it gives the palate an unbelievable. I'll tell you today, I was having someone over for dinner, and we had some kielbasa Polish sausage, and they had never had kielbasa, and this was unsolicited. They said, "That is the best sausage I've ever had in my life." Period. The end. Nothing else needs to be said. So that's the quality you get when you're dealing with Kielbasa brand sausage and the Kielbasa Provision Company. If you're in the great state of Texas, you can find it at any HEB across the state. Also in the southeastern part of the country, you can find it at Publix. And you can also go to your local neighborhood Costco across this great country, and you should be able to find Kielbasa brand sausage. And we want to thank them. They have been a big part of this show. They've been a big part of our success, a big part of our year anniversary. We have a great relationship with them. Coming up next week, we're actually going to be interviewing the current president and grandson of the founder, Michael Kielbasa, will be on the show. And so he has a great story, and it's one of these great American stories of starting a business and having a tradition that is carried on from generation to generation. So Michael Kielbasa will be joining us next week. And I just want to thank Kielbasa Provision Company, Kielbasa Brand Sausage, and all the fine folks associated with them. Also want to thank our official online partner, TailgateGiant.com, DraftKings, and a special shout-out to the fine folks over at Midroll. Want to remind you that you can check us out over at TailgateRadio.com. You can go to our Twitter at Tailgate Radio. We also have Periscope over at Tailgate Radio. So if you ever want to see some behind-the-scenes action at our studio or at a tailgate party somewhere across the country, you can dial us in on Periscope, and we go live from time to time, video content, and we will share with you anything we see out in the parking lot or in our studio that we think you might be interested in. So for everybody here at Game Day Media Enterprises, LLC, and Tailgate Radio, we certainly do appreciate all your support. And as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot.